Hello and good afternoon, Xbox Nation. Welcome to this week's new episode of X Vlog Live. I'm your host, Mr. Boomstick XL. And check it out. For the next 75 minutes, folks, we are going to deliver some hot take conversation regarding the return of Guitar Hero. We're also going to be talking about, well, Xbox Game Pass, because not only have they killed it this year with content, we are on the verge of a massive dump of games, whether that be the entire Spyro series, the entire Crash series, but more importantly, potentially, all of the Call of Duty titles dumped in, maybe 5 at a time, maybe 10 at a time. Hell, maybe they just go and they dump everything that's not contractual into it and then do an advertising blitz during the holidays. They dropped the prices of the Series S to, I don't know, $200 and said, hey, Call of Duty fans, every Call of Duty is available on Xbox Game Pass, and they can even do a bundle, right? They can even throw, I don't know how long it takes, but remember, they've been planning for this for a while. But before we get there, folks, got to welcome in Retri from Game Pass underscore Daily. He's also co-host on the Gaming Console podcast with Web Dave, a very good brother of mine. Mm-hmm. Retri, it's great to have you back in the seat. How the heck are you, man?
I'm good, Boom. It's good to be back, man. I love doing podcasts with you. You know, I try to say yes as much as I possibly can. It's busy over here with me doing my video production business. But I'm here to talk Game Pass, here to talk Guitar Hero, yeah. Something I've been pushing myself personally as one of the IPs that absolutely needs to come back, in my opinion. We'll get into that and the reasons why we think it might be a good idea in the new world that is Game Pass. So,
well, look, yeah, folks, listen, get ready for some in-depth conversation. Normally, it's we're poking fun at Jim Ryan's stupidity or a new Nintendo game that's going to take over the world, like I don't know, Mario Wonder, which is going up against Spider-Man on the 20th. I mean, wow, talk about a fight of fights. But we're going to get into some actual real world numbers. We're going to talk some business. We're going to put on our business caps, even though we're not business majors in any shape, form. But we're going to talk about why Guitar Hero makes sense. It makes tremendous sense in the current world that we live in. And look, I mean, Phil Spencer, I don't know, was it last year, Retri, said that he would love to see something like Hexen come back. And he also mentioned, of course, Guitar Hero. Everyone went apeshit, right? And of course, just the other day, Jez Corden, who, by the way, first of all, before we get into it, I got to say a big thank you to God Emperor Sofa King last night, Retri. He didn't just drop some channel membership subscriptions. He dropped 27 of them.
Jesus.
Okay. Now, folks, that's a lot of money. Do the math. It's a lot of money. I say this, and I get goosebumps saying this. We do this for the love of you and, of course, gaming. When we are gifted things of that nature, it's more humbling than I even have words for. And, of course, not to be outdone, Jez Corden, who I consider to be a very good friend, I met him once. I don't think he really knew who I was because I didn't know who I was in 2019 because I had just started the channel. I met him at E3 at the Microsoft conference, and he was sitting right behind me, King David, and Tim Dog. And he's quite a welcoming chap, I have to tell you. I'd love to sit down and just chop it up with him over a steak I don't drink beer. I'll have a ginger ale, but I know he drinks, so I'll buy him a drink. I'd love to do that one day, hopefully next year. Well, Retri, he dropped 10. He gifted 10. Double barrel subscriptions and a 10-pound super chat on top of that. So I want to say a big thank you, of course, to everyone that continuously donates to the channel, because like I said, it really, I'm telling you folks, more than you know, helps out the channel. We don't put the money in the pocket. We do spend a significant amount of behind the scenes money on lighting, on cameras. I got a new PC this year. We've worked with Sean LeBrie, I want to say about maybe 15 times this year. And listen, his prices are incredibly reasonable. But you know, you got to spend the money, and I don't shortchange him in any way. His talent is ridiculous, as you can tell by all he's done, all the work. So a big thank you to everyone that continues to donate through Super Chat and of course through channel membership. But Retri, you know, I want to put this on for a second, because when you say Call of Duty, now for me, it's relevant to single player, right? I'm not a multiplayer guy. Sure. Downloaded the multiplayer beta for Modern Warfare 3 because I figured, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot, right? It's free. Well, how bad can it be? I'll record some footage. You guys watch me get killed a lot. It's fine. But there's something to be said about the fervor that still is Call of Duty. And we saw this fervor happen when Microsoft or Xbox reactivated the servers for Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 2, and we saw people running in droves to play these Xbox 360 games that were enhanced thanks to backwards compatibility. Now, that people don't know this, Retri. There were a ton of people that actually spent real-world money to buy these games again to play with their friends.
Right. Yeah.
My question to you is, how important and how big of a deal will it be when Microsoft finally signs the deal? They own Activision Blizzard King. Call of Duty is first party. And Phil Spencer gets out there on an Xbox wire. He sits down with potentially Giant Bomb. Maybe he sits down with IGN, but Phil, I say stay away from them. I say give them the finger personally, but you know what? You're the head of Microsoft Gaming, so don't listen to me because I'm not the head of anything. And he announces, because Phil gets what Phil wants. That's the fact. And he actually said that kind of like in a snarky kind of a way when you know, Kodak was like, well, we don't really like Game Pass. I don't believe in it. And Phil was like, well, I'm gonna be the one making the calls on that, which of course he will. And that was kind of like, hey, you know, take your gold, your 18 golden parachutes with the billions of dollars and just go buy an island. It's okay. I got this. Right. But when you folks, maybe you're like me, maybe you're a single player, you know, Call of Duty guy or gal. That's fine. Maybe you're a multiplayer guy or gal. Even better. When they throw up a flash screen or a flash page that has 15 Call of Duties on there, all dropping into Game Pass, I think it's going to be as powerful as actually dropping Modern Warfare 3 day and date, like they do their own other first-party games, because there are a lot of people that really love the old Call of Duties. And my question to you is, do you see a scenario that for the holidays, Microsoft doubles down on this? You know, they make some packaging. They make some advertising. Get out there, get a Series S, $200 during Black Friday, all the Call of Duties in there. Let's talk about it.
Sure. I don't know. Are you talking, are you talking like an actual specialized console? Because... Or are you talking just a package deal, just the console with the games itself?
I don't think they're going to have a special console. I don't know if they have the time, if they've done it, to throw the Call of Duty logo on a box and say, hey, all 15 Call, because that's what I would have done. But again, you didn't know this deal was going to pass, so...
Yeah, I think the timing of it, it's too tight to get the SKUs out there for manufacturing.
Like this next year when Call of Duty is on every box. For, you know, the Modern Warfare, for Black Ops Gulf War, you're going to see it plastered everywhere. It's going to be a campaign blitz unlike anything we've ever seen from Microsoft. But just for Phil to sit down with someone and say, hey, listen, you asked for it. We're delivering it in Xbox Game Pass starting today. We're dropping these 15 Call of Duties in there. They're Xbox Series X and S enhanced. Go at them. I mean, I think it's going to be monstrous. And I think even though they're old games, because, you know, PlayStation players, they don't play old games, right? It's going to not only sell consoles, it is going to move subscriptions like we've never seen before. And like I said, I say that because obviously in September, Retri, they broke records with Starfield.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they could actually break records with old games.
I think so. Like, I definitely think it's going to happen. I know a lot of people with what came out of Activision's Twitter saying about Diablo 4 and MW3 not coming this year. I mean, it's kind of felt like that was a little obvious, but they also said this year. But I think the old Call of Duties, I mean, we've been saying this for a while. I think they're going to be pushed out very much like what happened with, previous acquisitions. I think it's going to get pushed out probably within a week of probably, a week after tomorrow, within the next week or two max. I think we're going to see a bunch of the Call of Duties happen, as well as possibly, I mean, there's just a ridiculous, the Activision IP catalog and how much like backwards compatibility games there could be there it's actually really insane. I mean, there's like a dozen Crash Bandicoot games by themselves, never mind COD games. But I do think COD is the big one. COD is definitely coming to Game Pass. I think a bunch of them are coming for sure in 2023. Like, there's only a few months left of this year anyways. So I think I just can't see a world where the older CODs don't come, right? It's kind of like tipping your hat. Like, this is the start. Okay, once these Sony contracts come to a completion, then you'll see MW3. You'll see any of the other CODs that they had contracts with slowly make its way onto Game Pass. And so I'm with you, Boom. I absolutely think it's going to happen. When they're going to announce it, how they're going to announce it, I don't know. Like, people have been wondering if they're going to do like, if Phil's going to come out on stage somewhere with that, who are you going to have with Activision? It ain't going to be Bobby, right? Bobby's not coming on stage. No one, they don't want to show that guy off. I'm going to pretend like he doesn't exist for a while. He's going to be, controlling the transition behind the scenes after this goes through. But yeah, it would be interesting to see if Phil is going, if this is just going to be a simple Xbox, like wire post, a Twitter post that just kind of like, simple marketing, or if they're going to do a blitz with this, which I think they should. Like, if I were them, obviously I would either hit a stage or I would do something, whether you're getting, go on Kind of Funny, podcast or something, get it out there so everyone can see it and make a huge blitz for Game Pass. We saw this, we saw it, like you said, with Black Ops 1 and 2, like the number of players that came back to the old games. And I did the same thing. I already bought them, so I didn't have to buy them again. But I went back and played some zombies, and I was so excited about the servers coming back that I had a lot of friends that bought the games that never bought those games before. Like you said, a lot of people went back and bought some of these older CODs. So I think it can move the needle. I don't think it'll move the needle as much as the new hotness will, right? I don't know if it's comparable to like MW3 coming out. As much hate as that's getting right now from our blue brothers on the other side, I call bullshit. I think it's going to sell like hotcakes because they did the exact same thing with MW2, which became the best-selling card of all time. So I call shenanigans on that one. I think it's MW3 will sell like hotcakes as well, whether it's in Game Pass, which obviously it's not going to be this year. But we'll see. I think, yeah. So I'm thumbs up on all the old CODs coming. What I wonder is if they're going to do what they did last time and give us like a blitz of 20 at a smash. You know what I mean? Like, is it going to be like, just a crap ton of games at one time, or drip feed?
I'll say this. I'm an old man, so I don't have a great memory as I used to. I used to be like a steel trap. But last night when we were talking, it was brought to our attention by not only people on the panel, but people in the community, that it took only 3 days after the...
It was days. Right. We got smacked with 20, like at one...
20 games.
One go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I kind of expect that to happen. Like, some people are thinking, well, maybe they'll parse it out, but I don't know. They're older CODs. Is that necessary to parse it out? I don't think they do. I think they do the same thing they did last time.
The question is, do you, okay, so if we're going to put on our business hats for a second, right?
Yeah.
And say that you wonder, I'm at of two minds of this.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Warfare 3 is coming out on the 10th, right? Which is a couple of weeks away, right? We're already on the, I mean, it's okay. So it's just a pinch short of a month away, right? Today's the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
This deal gets signed tomorrow. Well, the CMA comes out and says, hey, listen, we already preliminary approved it. We're officially approving it. Does Microsoft rush to sign it on Friday? Do they sign it on Monday? Do they sign it on Tuesday? They're going to sign it before Wednesday. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
3 days later, let's just say for shits and giggles, you drop all of these Call of Duty games in there. Now, some people in the chat last night were like, well, I don't know, because if they drop all of these Call of Duties in Game Pass now, will that pull focus away from sales of Modern Warfare 3?
Which is a really good point. I think
it's that's a fantastic point. But see, yeah. I'm going to take the other side and say,
sure.
If you drop all of these games and you start a fervor, you start a gaming excitement for Call of Duty, all of these games in one place, all of your favorite Call of Duties in one place, right? Not on PlayStation, not on Nintendo. Xbox Game Pass or Xbox Game Pass for PC. Here you go. 20 CODs. Go crazy. That might push even more sales
for
Modern Warfare 3.
I agree with that sentiment, Boom. I think we've kind of seen it before in other titles, like when the older stuff comes out, that it helps once it hits Game Pass, it's we've seen it help other platforms too. We've seen it help Steam. Like when it gets the word out, word of mouth is out there, and word of mouth on Game Pass is really good. I absolutely agree with you. I think it could actually help sales, not necessarily hurt sales of MW3, which I don't see as being a problem. I honestly don't see it being a problem either way. MW3 is gonna be fine. COD's gonna be fine. It's gonna sell like hotcakes. So yeah, I'm down for the blitz happening all at once. And I get what people are saying. I could normally maybe that would happen with other titles, but COD's kind of an anomaly. It's kind of its own beast, right? It's not
its
like
own
other
animal,
games necessarily.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could absolutely see that, and I'd be okay with that. Like,
Leonard Herrera in the chat says Call of Duty, and I actually think somebody on the panel, like I said, it might have been Hargeet Chani, said that Call of Duty needs a unified launcher.
Oh, I love that he said that.
Yeah, and I compared it to, or I equated it to, Halo Master Chief Collection. And of course, Hargeet just rolled out of his chair laughing. He's like, you know how massive that would freaking be?
Yeah,
be like 100,000 gigs.
Crazy.
I would love to see something like that happen. I don't know if it's in the cards. I think it's just they're just too many games. I will say this.
I don't see it. It's not gonna happen, but I could tell you I want Battle.net needs to merge with Xbox in some fashion. Like
in some form
I'm
of fashion.
Tired. Yeah. I'm tired of the like the Xbox experience is becoming more and more like PC, and not in the good way when it comes to launchers and having to essentially sign in to Ubisoft, sign in to WB, sign in to EA, I'm so tired of it. Like having all these different accounts. Like it used to be a PC problem. It's an everywhere problem now. So I would at least like to see like with the Windows Store, everything kind of merged into one. Now that's a big ask, and I've been saying that since I heard about ABK, because I was just tired of playing on the PC, and I'm like, oh man, if Battle.net could just merge with Xbox or just take over, that'd be great. I'm sick of having all these different like naming conventions too, where you have your name under Battle.net, which is different than your Xbox name. Like, I just want a unified system. Probably gonna take a long time before something like that happens, but that's one of the things I would like to see happen. But yeah, the whole launcher under one thing would, I just, it's not going to happen. It's way too much under one roof.
So before we move on to Guitar Hero talk, because I think this is going to be a phenomenal conversation, I want to throw this out there to the chat. We got about almost, we got 361 people here. And I want to throw this question to you. If you had to pick one game, like just one Activision game that you loved, that you want to see in here with the bells and whistles that can be delivered with backwards compatibility or back compat, if you will. Actually, you know what? Two questions. Do you want to see back compat come back? I think it has to after this acquisition.
It will.
It literally has to.
It literally has to.
Yeah, there's too many games.
If we're going to see these, yeah, there's too much stuff in the back catalog. There's no way it's not coming back. I think it kind of, you know, got stepped to the side because they were just running out of games to do it with. Mm-hmm. I think it's as simple as that. And, you know, or at least games that were where the juice was worth the squeeze for Activision Blizzard back catalog. That is definitely worth bringing back, and it's going to happen. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. It would make no sense for these older titles not to over time probably see some FPS boost and give it the old back compat freshness.
Okay, and hotness, here we go. So, you know, it's funny, we have Abdel 114. I didn't know this, and I'm a big fan, not only a fan but a friend of Special Nick. I haven't hung out with Nick and John in a minute. Guys, if you're listening, let's get the invite rocking and rolling. I got to join you guys on Xbox. There, it's been a minute. Or you gentlemen got to come over here. One way or another, mm-hmm. we got to hang out. According to Abdel 114, who's been a channel member for 2 months, so thank you so much for that, Abdel. He says, Special Nick reported Xbox will do a new batch of back compat games when ABK closes. And he has a couple games here. Tenchu, yep. Raps, Transformers. Yeah, Prototype. Oh my God. True Crime, Gun.
These are almost all my
Gun. It was so right here. Freaking good. That was a launch title for the Xbox 360. I got 1,000 out of 1,000 achievements of that. What a freaking phenomenal game. He also goes on to say Blur. Blur was phenomenal.
I love
what
Blur. Please bring that back.
Christmas. So let me find out who said this, because he stole my. I gotta give him credit. Laverne 98. Welcome to the program, as always, my brother. He says Singularity. That's the one.
Yep. That's also
Singularity.
Oh, is that your one?
That's the one.
Okay,
folks. I am telling you, it is a time breaking. Time traveling story.
Yeah,
it super is cool. Again, so so many people passed on this game. It came out very late, and so good. That's the one. So let me get some. Let's chat involved. Throw your one or throw your 10 in there that you want. Of course, mm-hmm. But what's your view that you want to see come back?
I mean, I'm going Prototype, 100% going Prototype for me.
Oh my God, it's so good. Yeah.
Singularity is very, very high. I'm super, super high on my list too. I had that written down here as well. But I want a superhero game under Xbox, and that whole the whole shapeshifter thing and the whole premise of the outbreak in the virus outbreak and stuff in Manhattan, mutating people into monsters and stuff. Like, it was such a fun game. It didn't sell like crazy. I think it was like over 2 million units or something back in, God, it was like 10, 11 years ago. It was a while ago. But that game was fire. And I absolutely, not only do I want to see that in back compat, I want to see a new Prototype. Like, make it happen, Activision. Like, bring some of the, and Singularity is another one too. Like, that's such a cool time travel game, you know, going back to the 1950s and whatnot. Like, and it had horror elements, so I'm a horror fan. So Singularity definitely is also high on my list. But there's just so many games in the Activision catalog that it's hard to choose. Like, it's deep. It's like Sega's IP catalog. You know what I mean? It's just, you start looking at everything that they have and you're like, holy crap. Like,
it's
how are they going to parse this out? Like, what's actually going to be remade here?
Well, look about
under
look,
the Xbox umbrella.
Hypersonic, welcome to the program. He says the old Spider-Man games, which were dope. Now, again, I don't know the whole licensing thing. We know Marvel wants to work with Xbox. We know that Hasbro wants to work with Xbox, right? Why wouldn't
they
you?
I think they could bring back. I could see them bringing back some of the old school Spider-Man games, which were great. They can just
Wolverine's
the IP
origin
license phenomenal. And the music license, and then bring it back. I don't think it's as big as a problem as maybe people are thinking it is. When it comes to the Spider-Man IP, it's just relicensing. I mean, what the heck? What was the game that just had an issue with licensing and came back? Oh, God. It was in Game Pass. Now it's totally blanking in my mind. But we had something in Game Pass that had a Quantum Break. It was Quantum Break. Thank you. Quantum Break had a licensing issue, and it was gone for a week and came was right back.
Well, that's because the actor passed away, and it was you know, something to do with the family.
Yeah.
So, you know, normally I'm not a combative kind of a person, and I think everyone should come here and speak their piece, speak your truth, if you will. Everyone's welcome. I don't care race, creed, color, sexual orientation. None of that matters. People are people, right? Gamers, we're all gamers. Play what you want, play where you want, play how you want, right? That's the inclusion that we push here. But sometimes I got to push back because things are said that I find to be a little bit unfair. Chris Gomez, who is notorious for you know, throwing stuff out there. I don't know if he's looking to, you know, be a troll or not, but Chris, you're welcome here, brother, but I got to push back on this. He says, shut down, back compat is a clickbaitery version of the truth. There was literally no publishers left willing to do more. But see, that's where you're wrong, brother. The publishers didn't have to do shit except say yes, because Microsoft did all the work. Publishers weren't required to do anything, so you're kind of wrong there. And he goes on to say, there were no publishers left willing to do more, or the contracts of old could not be reconciled. Dude, I don't know where you get your information from, dude.
Yeah,
but
it's just
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
I mean, when it comes to the license, like he's wrong on that. That's a Microsoft thing. That's back compat was all Microsoft.
Literally, publishers and developers did nothing. You know what Microsoft did?
They had to do was agree to it. Yeah.
Look, this is what your game looks like. What do you think? Oh yeah, you got to do it. That was it. They showed them the game, and they got sales, because what would happen? People would be like, "Wow, this game is backward compatible. I had it on 360. I sold the disc version. I love this game. I bought Max Payne 3. I'm playing it right now. It freaking runs amazing on the X." But that's sales that they wouldn't have gotten if they didn't allow Microsoft to just put it on there. And they publishers and developers had to do literally nothing. So I don't get it. I don't get the pushback. I don't get it.
I mean, the licensing thing, that's a different ballgame altogether when it comes to stuff
totally
like
different.
Yeah, that's a different thing. And you know, it's like, is the juice worth the squeeze? Like, is it worth your time to bring back the nostalgia of those old Spider-Man games or other licensed IP as well? I think it would be. You know, I think it would be a good thing for Microsoft to do something like that, but who knows? Like, there's plenty of times where I thought they should have spent money on XYZ and they didn't. So, you know, but either way, there's a ton of stuff that's going to be coming onto Game Pass. It's going to be a massive dump. Like, count on that.
Listen, I'm here for it. I play old games. I play new games. I play games that released last year. I'll play games that will release at the end of the year. I'm a gamer. This is what I do. I play on old consoles. I enjoy them all the same. I am an Xbox guy first, a Switch guy second, and, well, third for PlayStation, because I only play when they have first-party games out, which is why I'm going to really enjoy Spider-Man when that comes out on the 20th. But, look, at the end of the day, I think that Microsoft is positioned in a big way because they have a service that Sony is trying to mimic and failing. Nintendo services, well, it's the Nintendo way, which is, we know Nintendo kind of walks to their own drum. Their service is $20 to play online. Like, my wife pays for it every year. She just upped it. I have the $60 version because I like playing the old games, you know. And do I play a lot of the old games? No, but they're there when I want to. And I simply go and I play, what do I want to play on? I want to play on the NES. I want to play. Right. I want to play games from the Super NES. Get some GameCube stuff in there. Hopefully, N64 stuff. Wave Race. When was the last time anyone popped that on? I played it just the other last couple weekends ago. And you know what? It's Wave Race. I quite enjoyed myself. It's old as shit, but you know what? I enjoyed myself. Whatever. I think when you talk about older games, you talk about backwards compatibility, it brings a smile to a lot of people's faces. And Microsoft is
remember the crowd reaction? It was one of the best reactions I've ever seen in a live show for Xbox ever when they said back compat. So people who poo-poo on back compat, I don't know what you're smoking. It's a big deal to a lot of hardcore gamers. It might not be for like literally everybody, but I think it's a great program, and I think it's something that should come back, and I think it's something that is coming back, like without a doubt. I think you're right, Boom. And I think a lot of us just assume it's going to because it has to because of the Activision Blizzard, you know, sealing the deal hopefully tomorrow.
You said something pretty interesting, and I want to bring it up because it gave me goosebumps thinking about it. I have the announcement of backwards compatibility, and I want to play it just for fun, folks, just for fun. So I'm going to pause the footage for a hot second. I'm going to do a screen share. This is, of course, real time. Let me do that. Screen share. It's just for fun, right? So get ready, folks. Here we go. I'm going to bring that up full screen. Let's press play. And here you go.
Since the launch of Xbox One, we've listened to you, the community of Xbox gamers, and we're grateful for your continued feedback. We continue to deliver monthly platform feature updates that enhance your gaming experience, and your response to the updates continues to motivate us. Last year, the team decided to tackle a feature that has been consistently at the top of your request list. And while we weren't sure it was possible, today I'm pleased to announce Xbox One backward compatibility.
Yeah, come on, there it is. Like I said,
who's not getting goosebumps in the freaking chat?
All right, come on,
exactly. Are you dead?
are you dead inside, sir?
Time and money in, and the games you want to continue to replay will be playable natively on your Xbox One.
Our goal
is to deliver the largest games catalog ever on Xbox. And Xbox One backward compatibility allows us to do just that. Please welcome Mike Ibarra, head of our platform engineering team,
coming back
to show us Xbox One backward compatibility in action.
All right. So there you go. Come on, you said it. Are you dead inside? If you're not excited for that, like honestly, come on, folks.
I want your gamer card back. If that isn't something you're interested in,
you're fired. You're suspended. And you know what? It's gonna be like a 3-month suspension. I'm sorry. You know that's it. real quick, I see him in the chat. Shout out to Matt from Fun Speculation.
What's up, Mav?
He's been killing it with the content. He did a 2-hour stream last night. Mav, I want to say I love you. And thank you for keeping me company while I spent 2 hours doing the wash today, because he had a great stream. As a matter of fact, he talked about Guitar Hero, and I was like, man, what a coinky thing. I obviously had set up the show because Guitar Hero was important to me. I was telling Retri, right above me, I have a replica Stratocaster that Logitech made, 10 years ago, that Mrs. Boone got me for, I think, my birthday. It's orange and white. It's a straight up Strat, except it doesn't have strings. It has the buttons, and it's sitting there, and I dust it, and it's ready to rock and roll. I really am down. So let's before we, I want to, get into it. But I have to thank, we have a very special super chat from Spartan 661, who drops an outstanding $10 super chat and says, they will do backwards compatibility for all of ABK. I'm pretty sure they stopped it because devs were missing out on making remakes to sell, like the remake Station 5 does. Licensing is an issue. Yeah, listen, there's no doubt that licensing can be a monster headache. Even Phil Spencer had talked about it. That's not the issue. The issue at hand was, you know, suggesting that they were running out of games to do, or you know, developers or publishers that want to be a part of it. Maybe some wanted to sell you. Look how I bent backwards. Look at that. That's yoga right there, folks. that was yoga right live on the screen. Look, at the end of the day, this is going to be a monster deal. They want to entice you and me and Retri and anyone that has that maybe hasn't gotten Game Pass already to subscribe. How you do that is you bring back old games. Now, the old games are going to probably run as they ran, but they don't have to look the same. The power of what they've done with backwards compatibility through Xbox, you know, consoles regularly, and especially now with the Series S and X, are great reasons why you're going to jump back in. And like I said, maybe you're not an Xbox player. Maybe you are a PlayStation normie. A PlayStation normie buys PlayStation because it's the cool console, because it's being advertised their biggest games, Star Wars, Hogwarts, Call of Duty. But that circle is starting to shrink on Sony, especially when you consider COD. And COD, even though it may not be big for you, it is definitely big for the normies. And it will move consoles, and it will get people to buy an Xbox. Right. And when you show them these, you know, the casuals, if you will, that there is a box that you can get, and for $16 a month, which, again, subscription services, not foreign anymore. There's a service for everything. So for $16.99, you can get every Call of Duty that you loved and played in one place. Oh, and by the way, the new Call of Duty as well. So it is going to be a big deal. Backwards compatibility, I agree with Spartan that it is going to come back in a big way, and it should. So yeah, let's move on to another old game, Guitar Hero. This is a unique genre because it's music instruments with licensed music, and it was all of the rage, right? Dance Dance Revolution still exists. My nephew buys it every year, loves it, plays the heck out of it. But that type of genre was oversaturated. And, you know, you had Rock Band, you had Guitar Hero, you had Rocksmith, and it was just too much. And they oversaturated the market, and the market just drowned. That's just ultimately what happened. But we are in an era, and this is where we're going to put the business cast back on, folks. So don't boo us, because I'm trying to make this make sense. And obviously, Retri is going to help me with that. Retri, we are in an era of games as a service. Right. Sony got into it late. They're ultimately going to fail. They are drowning right now because they are spiraling out of control. Nobody wants to admit it. The gaming media doesn't want to admit it. I can see it. You can see it. The people in the chat can see it. Sony is in a pickle. Okay. Jim Ryan is fired. SIE is being controlled by Sony proper. It's a big problem at PlayStation. Okay. Hargeet said it last night. Spider-Man better hit a 90 meta because it needs it. They need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to throw 12 or 14 different development games at the wall as for gas, hoping that something will stick. Their biggest one has been canceled by Bungie. Naughty Dog was said, your shit is no good. Bye. And that's why one of the founding fathers of Naughty Dog left. Because he's like, yep, I'm out of here.
I'm not needed.
I'm not needed. I'm not about that life, right? So when you look at what Microsoft has done, look at all the clowning, all the finger pointing, all the what are they doing? No one, Microsoft doesn't know what they're doing conversations from the gamers, from the gaming community, from the gaming media, right? But they're set up in a big way. Sea of Thieves, millions of players, right? Minecraft, Minecraft Legends, Minecraft Dungeons, millions of players, right?
Elder Scrolls Online,
Fallout 76, Grounded, Grounded is in there as well. Halo Season 5, well, that looks dope. And I cannot wait to get into it. Another game that's going to continue to exist. And then, Retri, you add the free-to-play Call of Duty, Diablo 4. Wow. I mean, what else to say? So my whole point of this is when you see these games as a service, they're all different genres. They're all highs and lows. They're so different. They're so vast. It makes sense for Guitar Hero to come back right now because that could be, and you talked about it, and we're going to get into your comments on it, a games as a service that could work. And here's the thing. Mav seems to think it's going to be multi-plat. I'm going to push back.
I'm with Mav on that one. Push back. Absolutely.
And I say nay. I say you can only play that on Xbox and on PC. And I say that because what it does is it shrinks the risk of the instruments, right? You don't have to make instruments for
like
the
peripherals.
Switch. Yes.
Yeah.
And for the PlayStation 4 or the PlayStation 5, you simply make it for the Xbox. You make it for PC. Xbox is PC. PC is Xbox. And you keep it there. And it's another genre that is only available on Xbox, and it's a games as a service romp. Let's get your hot take on it. Is there a place in 2023 or beyond Guitar Hero?
I'm going to take this kind of in two directions. There, Guitar Hero back compat, that probably won't happen just because of the old licensing for those songs, in my opinion. Right. I would be very surprised because that's where the juice probably is not worth the squeeze. And that's particular, like, it's like, you know, what's coming to PlayStation. You go by every situation. In that situation, as a gamer, I'm not doing it. For Guitar Hero to come back in general, yeah, I absolutely see it. And I think it's one of the best examples of a game that would 100% work as a gas game, or even, you know, just as a game where you're getting DLC packs like we did back in the day. So I 100% see this coming back. It makes so much sense. Boom.
Yeah,
it makes so much sense for this to come back. There's so many different angles you could take this game to go in when it comes to music and licensing. But I have to push back because it's what I do. It's, you know, I feel the way I feel, as much as the Xbox guys are giving me crap for it. My business side, and I've owned multiple businesses. I've been doing my own businesses for a long, long time. I have to go with Mav on this one. I don't see if they were going to do this. It makes more sense, in my opinion, to make this multi-plat. And who cares? Microsoft's getting all the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're just
true.
Get loaded. And when it comes to third party, like trying to keep it simple with manufacturing and just having the one peripheral for PC and Xbox, well, you just let your Logitechs, your Razers, your Corsairs, you let your third party guys take care of the peripherals for you. You make a deal with them. You take a cut of each peripheral. And you call it a day and let them do the R&D, let them put the money into said peripheral. So I don't know if that would be the biggest problem, to be honest with you. And the amount of money that they would make for song packs everywhere would be insane. Like, I just don't think I would ignore the PlayStation user base. In this instance in particular, as salty as I want to be and say F Sony and F PlayStation, because trust me, I do. And sometimes I take that stance where I'm like, no, screw Elder Scrolls, suck it. You're not getting it. Buy an Xbox. Don't care. In this, my business side takes over and goes everywhere. It just goes everywhere. But, you know, I don't care. Honestly, I'm cool with it either way as a consumer. I just want it back. And there's just so many different ways you can go with this. And we've talked about this on the other podcasts I've been on too, when it comes to how to make this profitable. Obviously it's different song packs. So this would be like, do you do nostalgia? Do you do like a nostalgia pack, relicense like old school tracks that were already on we're already in this game already, which, yeah, you do that for older guys like me that maybe don't like the new school music that's out now, the new rock that's out there now. I don't know. But you could also make deals with independent artists where you're basically paying them on the cheap for exposure. You know what I mean? You don't have to pay everyone a crazy amount of money to get new tracks into this, you know, this new day and age where people are used to renting their music on Spotify and Apple and all that stuff. And you can get a single song without having to get the whole damn album. That's a thing in the past. So they could go crazy and do song packs. They could, if they wanted to go nuts, they could do individual songs. You know what I mean? For a dollar or two or something like that. So
there were a buck back in the day. I could see the dollar thing. Mav wanted somebody on his stream last night. Were like, yeah, they were about a buck a song. I think that they could. Again, you don't want to price gouge the people. If you want people to buy your songs. If they're a dollar, people are more, you know, like I wouldn't have it. First of all, a lot of the stuff I've been buying recently, I've been paying with Microsoft Bing points because I Bing it up every day. I mean, I'm good for 200-300 points a day. I'm sitting at just under 90,000 now. In a couple of weeks, I'll have 100K because I got some extra points from buying stuff. So I'm not actually even like I bought. I don't know if anyone's playing the Assassin's Creed Mirage. My God, so freaking good. It's bonkers. There was this outfit set, you know, for the horse and for the eagle. And it was 15 bucks. Help
yourself. I bought it. You did it again. You did the horse thing again.
Absolutely, man. That's the reason why these microtransactions. I bought the horse armor.
That's right. So did I. So I can't say anything. Boom. I did the same thing.
No, but I like what you're putting down. And I, you know what, Mav, and you make great points.
Think about the modes too. What about battle royale modes for Guitar Hero? I mean, there's so many ways you could go with this. This is why, like, it's kind of endless possibilities. Battle of the bands
kind of a thing.
Exactly.
You know how dope that would be? Like, you know, oh my God, the sky's the limit. But I'm saying
online tournaments, just watching a bunch of old guys get arthritis in real time. Like, come on. Yeah, I mean, it sells itself.
Listen, I'll say this. The profitability on this makes tremendous sense in an age where if you have an established franchise that people adore, that is beloved, like Guitar Hero, or of course, we're talking, it could be whatever, Rock Band, whatever your favorite flavor was. But for us, we're talking Guitar Hero. There's an opportunity. And here's the other thing. It's been gone long enough, I think.
Yeah.
That if people heard it was coming back, that excitement in the community. Now, I don't know where do they sell these peripherals? Is it only in the Microsoft store? Is it going to be at your local Best Buy?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Is it going to be he, there, and everywhere? Is Logitech, do they partner with a Logitech and say, hey, listen, you know, we're going to sell the, you know, because that's my next question to you. And being that you're Mr. Game Pass, I'd love the answer. Could a Guitar Hero actually work in Xbox Game Pass? Because how I envision this is just a free-to-play game.
Yeah, 100%.
It comes out. It's free-to-play. You get, 10, 15 songs.
Right? Exactly. You know,
and then, of course, here's the packs. This is where the gas game aspect.
Now, that's granted, where it comes in.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess I should have been clear. That's exactly what I thought it will be when it comes back. I don't think this is going to be. I think this is a free to play game all the way, and because just live off the MTX. Like, there's no point in making people pay $70 and then having to buy the song packs too. And if someone was saying in chat, like, I don't think it's going to be a dollar. You know, I don't think it's going to be a dollar anymore either, like, per song. Absolutely probably not. Probably $3, $4, or $5. Yeah, it'll be gross, like three or up, most likely. Yeah, it'll be gross. But, what you know, you're going to see that, horse armor, a.k.a. but favorite song from back in the day, and you're going to do it.
Look, if you're going to sell me, I don't know, a 7-pack of, like, Kiss songs of their greatest hits, because that's my favorite.
The pack's on a discount, you know.
You know, and it's $10. I'm not going to front, folks. I'm buying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to spend the $10, and I'm just going to, you know, that's it.
Here's another sell too, Boom, though. Think about this. If you stayed, like, to Mav and Me's point, if you stayed multi-plat and there's a pack for $10 of Kiss songs or something like that, but if you're a Game Pass Ultimate member, you get that same pack for $5. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you gotta make the other side start looking. You know, you got to make the blue guy start looking to the right and go and looking to the left and go, wait a second.
The blue man
getting,
are going to come running
I'm getting, out. Getting screwed again. Those damn Smurfs, those pony lickers. Listen,
oh my God,
they're going to start looking over to the other side and realizing the grass is actually greener on the green side. But you do those discounts, and every single pack that comes out is discounted for Game Pass subscribers or Game Pass Ultimate subscribers, either way.
You know you're going to see that for Call of Duty, right?
Yeah, of course.
You automatically you're going to see it for Call of Duty, which I can't, listen. I'm here for the slander, folks. I'm here to say Game Pass is the place to be. But I like what you're putting down. I think that's brilliant. I think it's utterly brilliant that. How about this?
I got another idea. Go ahead.
No. Well, maybe we're going to be crossing the streams here.
Yeah,
so
maybe,
to speak.
Maybe.
What if?
Pause.
Pause. Yes, I pause right there. Give me a pause. What? First of all, Laburn98, another brilliant comment. He says Xbox Design Labs guitars.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, excuse me. Swearing. Yes, dude.
Fuck yeah. Dude.
Brilliant.
Oh my
That's,
God.
That is, hire that yeah, guy.
You can throw a fuck yeah out there. It's okay. We're adults.
That's
wow,
a
dude,
brilliant. That makes so. I can't believe I didn't think of that. I had all these cool
take my money.
That's
please.
So obvious.
Just take my money, Laburn. You made us curse. You know LeBurn, what we love you for,
on,
brother.
Dude.
Thank you. That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Design. Could you imagine that?
Oh my God! Printing
so
money.
That.
Yeah.
Just take my money.
I love that idea.
What's your thought and your theory?
Well, I was gonna say you. I think when it comes to a game like this, sometimes we think United States, we think Europe, we think maybe too narrowly.
Okay.
Servers are everywhere for Azure, right? Listen, regional music. There's stuff in India, stuff in all kinds of like different countries you won't even see in the U.S. You can literally tailor this game to your region and make a butt ton of like just a ridiculous amount of money per country, right? You take your hits from that country, and maybe there's some, you know, maybe there's some crossover from stuff, obviously, like Germany and the United States. United States music is everywhere, but the possibilities for this is absolutely insane. So, yeah, shout out the Design Labs one. That's probably my favorite idea.
I got another one because we're having fun here, right, folks? Just okay. So, one of the things that was very unique about Guitar Hero was they had a bunch of characters. Like you see the thumbnail I used, they had a guy that was dressed like Gene Simmons or at least somebody from Kiss because he was just a big beefy guy.
Yeah.
Here's my thought and theory. Okay. Now again, I'm selling the business. The business hat is on. Don't fool me, folks. I'm in the boardroom. I'm trying to get this thing passed. How dope, Retchie, would it be if you could get a Master Chief skin playing the ripping the guitar?
Exactly. Oh, I mean, come on.
Marcus Phoenix up there ripping on the guitar, or Doom Guy, or the
I
Power
would pick Crash
Armor.
Bandicoot just to be a douche and I would stream it for my PlayStation brother. And how funny would that be? You know,
Spyro the Dragon costume. They're ripping the guitar. Oh, God. Oh my God! We listen. We're never gonna get credit for this. Please, like, bookmark this. Send this to somebody in Microsoft. Maybe.
Oh, that's
maybe
a great idea. Someone just put in the chat Guitar Hero concerts like they did with Fortnite. There you go. Like,
dude,
you know, online concerts.
Wow.
That's a great idea.
There's
so many different ways you could go with this.
Yeah.
And you've got a built-in audience. So I think like the free to play seems obvious, and it being in Game Pass is very obvious too. Yeah. Either way, I mean, you got 30 million people built in, ready to go, and that's where you're going to make your money off of everybody buying these song packs. And I know a lot of people will kind of, you know, burned by the song packs and the license thing, you know, that the whole licensing thing comes up and it goes away after a while. And it's like you lose your stuff. Yeah. And that's, I don't think that problem necessarily goes away. Right. It's not like just because if it's on in Game Pass forever, when it comes to music licensing, that's problem's going to come up again. How they solve that, if they can solve that, I don't know. But I guess it depends on how long you care. You know, if you want something to stay in there indefinitely, I can't see it happening with a music license. You know what I mean? Like Xbox and Microsoft are not going to pay for a license forever. You know what I mean? But so that problem will rear its head again, I think, when it comes to this game. But I don't know. I don't play games forever either. So right. I'm okay with having it in there for like 5-6 years and I move on. You know what I mean? And go back and, you know, maybe they'll relicense the most popular stuff. I don't know. It's a different, it's strange though, Boom, because it's a different world now. So it'd be interesting to see how business-wise, how they can make this work in today's day and age, where, you know, a lot of people expect free things and we expect a lot more, you know, than we probably did back in the day. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, but I have no doubt that this game is going to get a revival. It just makes too much sense.
It absolutely does. And it should. Now real quick, something just came across my desk before we get everyone out of here. I kind of want to talk about it because it is relevant to Xbox. Mm-hmm. And this comes the way of multiple people. Wario64 has posted something. Clobriel has posted something as well. And of course, we love when Clobriel basically is out there ahead of all of this. I'm sure Idle Sloth has posted. I haven't seen it, but, you know, Idle Sloth, the human, not the robot, is constantly on top of this. And shout out to Idle Sloth. Again, he put it, you know, he retweeted the show is live. So I super appreciate that, my brother. And man, I'm so sad that I didn't get a chance to meet you in person. Hopefully next year. I've already talked to Hargeet Chani. I've already talked with Everborn and Kay Asante. Whatever's happening next year, we will be there. So we'll actually get a chance to meet in person. That would be pretty dope. There is suspiciously, and you know, again, I suspiciously or not, new Xbox Series S starter bundle up for pre-order at the Microsoft Store for $299. And it comes with, includes 3 months of Xbox Game Pass. And the marketing is pretty effing brilliant because it has it has like a panel of all of Microsoft's first party games. And you got Forza Motorsport there. You got, let me see if I can bring this up because I don't know if that's Diablo. What is that?
I'm guessing Redfall is not there.
Well, I mean, I'm playing Redfall. I just crossed 80 hours.
I'm right there with you. I'm one of the few people who like Redfall. Redfall like to get
is
it
there. It's on. I'm gonna read it, folks. Okay. Yeah, it's good Redfall, for them. So it's obviously, you know what? Why am I even bothering? Let me just do a quick screen share so you fine folks could actually take a look at what I am talking about. Why let's see. Here we go. Let me screen share that. Let me see. Is it blown up here? Yeah, there it is. That's the advertisement. I don't think I can blow it up any bigger. I'm going to just read to you what's on here. You know, they have Gears 5, they have Sea of Thieves, Redfall, Deathloop, Forza Motorsport, Forza Horizon, Halo, Ori, Flight Simulator, Grounded, Minecraft, Starfield is in its own big box. Minecraft Legends, its own big box. Forza has the car racing, as you can see. It has Psychonauts, Ori, Hi-Fi Rush, Ghostwire Tokyo, Outer Worlds. It's brilliant. It's brilliant marketing, and they haven't even closed ABK. Just imagine when you start getting actual Activision games in there, Diablo 4. You know, you get your Call of Duty in there. It's pretty epic. I see, and again, this is what I love to see. I want Microsoft to hit the ground running. I want them to go advertising crazy, and they absolutely should. Look, at the end of the day, if you're not already on Xbox, we, this community, and I say this with full force, are one of the most welcoming. Granted, there are nuts out there. There are trolls, and there are some really terrible Xbox representatives that you know are on social media. I won't name them. I know who they are. Guess what? They're blocked because I don't need that in my timeline. But I will say that out of the three platforms, Retri, the most welcoming is the Xbox community.
100%.
And I think right now, folks, and I don't get a dollar every time I say Xbox. I wish I did, because then I'd buy the house that me and Mrs. Boom is saving for. Listen, but just, you know, we're a mom and pop organization. We're doing it the old grassroots way. It's fine. But with that said, I love Xbox. And I hope that, you know, if you're not a part of the community yet, you will consider it. Because, I mean, when it talks about value, you just cannot beat it. You are getting... No. The hashtags just won. The COG has been asking for. They've been delivering left, right, and center, not only on their own first party, but they're delivering on freaking Game Pass. It's ridiculous how many games. But with that said, we're usually here about 60 or 70 minutes, folks. We're going to get you on out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed the show enough to hit the like button on your way out. More importantly, if you're finding the channel for the first time, please, for the love of Joe, consider subscribing. Let me catch up on a couple of channel member chats here, as well as a super chat. We have a Sith Lord drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, can't wait for it to be over so we can look forward. Yeah, maybe, absolutely. I'm looking forward already. And I'm looking forward towards Crystal Dynamics and Eidos Montreal. That's what I'm looking for. We also have C Money and family in the chat, as they always are. And it's great to have them here. He says this after being a channel member for 2 months. So thank you so much for the generosity. Xbox is here. ABK is as good as closed. Xbox is flexing out here. Boom, Retri, you guys are killing it as normal. Great show. Give me Prototype. Indeed. I'm going to play that again.
Money.
Prototype's so freaking good. And Highlander 001, another generous friend of the program. He's been a channel member for 16 months. And he says, I find it funny that Sony players want to play new ABK games, they would have to stream them through Ubisoft Plus, and the price is going up for it. Yeah, I mean, look, this pushback on anything Xbox is just ridiculous. And I got news for you. It wasn't a topic. I'm going to say it. Once the deal is officially signed, I don't know how long it's going to take. Maybe it's at the round table. Maybe it's at some sort of a video production thing. I don't know how they're going to do this. I know that nobody wants to see Bobby, and I think it would be bad PR to have him there, because obviously it just wouldn't, you know, it's supposed to be celebratory. He's not looked upon as that kind of a guy. So I don't know if they do that with him, but I still strongly believe that because they made this cloud deal and they have such a great partnership with Ubisoft, I could imagine a world, Retri, where a bag of money is dropped at Ubisoft, who is hurting right now for money, and Game Pass Ultimate subscribers get Ubisoft Plus at no additional cost, just like EA Play. That's my thought. That's my theory. I pay for it. I'm no problem. This year, I got Motorsport, then Motorfest, which is phenomenal. I'm playing Assassin's Creed. Phenomenal. And Avatar in December. Phenomenal. I can't wait. Well worth my money. But let's sell your brand, brother. Talk about where, first of all, you're sitting at 662 subscribers.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable, folks. And I'm here to ask, as I've done before, if you trust me, and I hope that you do, I push people's content because I want to grow. But I want to bring up everyone with me. That's the whole point of being a good community member. It's raising up others. That's why community is at the core of what me and Josette have done for this channel. Of course, Josette is, you know, Mrs. Boomstick. Mm-hmm. We want to see everyone succeed. We are not afraid to help others, and you, as you should not be. So I'm here asking you, while we have 400 plus people here, if you're not already subscribed to Retri's channel, I'm asking you as a friend to get over there and sub that channel, because we got to get him to 1K. And I'm going to put him on my back and carry him because he puts out good content. And throw the link in there. Let people know where they can go and subscribe. Okay, good. Excellent. Let's get them to 1K. I mean, I think at least 100 of you right now live on the air that could get them 100 subs right now. And listen, I got nothing to offer.
I'm not going anywhere, Boom. I am in this for the long haul, brother. I'm going to be making content for years to come.
You work super hard on it. And when you put the effort in, you're worthy of the 1K. And folks, like I said, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. But if you're not a content creator, maybe you can't equate what I'm saying. There is something special about hitting that 1K personally and professionally, because you become partnered with YouTube. And it is a big cross the line kind of a moment. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if Retri was a POS, I wouldn't push his content, but he's not. He's a good dude. He works super hard. He's constantly doing the content. Please, for the love of Joe, shoot this, do a sub. I'd appreciate it. Let's sell your brand. Where could people get over there and subscribe to get to 1K? And more importantly, where could people reach out to you on social media? Talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can follow me on the Twitter at GamePass_daily. A lot of you already do, and I appreciate that. I'll put the YouTube link in there again, guys. I just want to say, man, I love Game Pass. I'm a shill for it. I don't care. It's a great deal. I'm playing Gotham Knights, Liza P, Forza right now. I'm still playing COD. I just finished Cocoon. Like, it's insane, the games that are coming out lately. So I'm not stopping. I'll be doing a podcast soon. I'm still working behind the scenes on our panel. I got one panel member right now who I absolutely love. I'm super happy she could join us. It's a little hint. But yeah, so there's more content very coming nice. Out of our channel soon.
Is that for Sunday show?
No, this is a completely new podcast, separate. It'll be Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's going to be an absolutely brand new show coming out. Okay. We're going to be doing all kinds of cool stuff on there. I can't talk about everything yet, but excited to do our own thing and get it started. But yeah, of course, you can also find me on the Gamers Council with Web Dave, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. We have we have a little contract with Everborn Saga. If the deal happens and goes through tomorrow, he will be on our show this Sunday, as well as Hargi. So looking forward. Nice. I love chopping it up with Hargi. He's so awesome on our podcast.
He's pretty epic.
He's definitely epic. And we've been trying to get Everborn forever. He's been dodging us, but no longer. If this deal goes through tomorrow, he's contractually obligated. I took, he's got all the blue M&Ms in his trailer. We set him up nice and cush for our show. So
that's why he didn't show up for my show last night, by the way. He wasn't at work. He's like, no blue M&Ms for me. No Everborn for you. That's what happened. I know it.
Yeah, he's a princess, but we'll take care of him. It's all good. But yeah, guys, I appreciate it. I know I'm only at 600 something subscribers. I've only been at this for a little over a year. I appreciate every single subscriber. When I got to 100, it meant a lot. When I got to 500, it meant a lot. Every little hurdle that I hop over, it means a lot. So I love it. I'm not going to stop making content. I'll try as best I can to be on more shows with you, Boom. But, I also got the 9-to-5 that's kicking my butt lately, too, as well. But not stopping anytime soon. So thanks for having me, Boom. And chat, you guys were awesome tonight. I love the kickback when I say things. I'm not here to argue with anybody. Just here to talk games and have a good time. So love you guys. Great. Best community.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, bar none, no doubt about it. Real quick, we have a new channel member, Dion Hayes. Welcome to the channel, brother. Thank you so much for the generosity. And welcome, as always. Happy to have you here. And obviously, folks, a big shout out to all of the super chats that came in, all of the channel memberships that continue to help fund the channel in a big way. We are incredibly humbled and grateful for it. And of course, we have the big contest coming up first week of November. Mrs. Boomstick and I are giving away $500 in 2 hours worth of gift cards. It's 10 $50 gift cards. And even if you are outside of the Americas, we will, of course, represent you and give you the prize. Like I said, if you happen to live in, let's say, the UK, we will PayPal you the money, and we pay all transfer fees as well as all denomination changes. So if your currency is a little bit more than ours here in the US, we pay for that. You pay for nothing. And if you are someone that supports the channel and you do win, we of course are going to in turn support you and get you your prize. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, as long as the only caveat, folks, it's got to be PayPal or it's nothing, because that's safe. Mm-hmm. It protects us, and we don't do any cash apps or anything. And in December, and this is a really big deal.
Got my camera to work.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, welcome.
This thing has been a pain in my ass. Sorry, go ahead,
Boom. Last year, Mrs. Boom and I gave away $1,000 in 2 hours. This year, she wanted to up the ante, and she handles all the finances of the show. She does all the show running when it comes to the contests. She wanted to deliver in a big way, in a way that we've never delivered on this channel before. On our sixth annual Christmas with Mr. and Mrs. Boomstick, we are giving away, in 2 hours, $1,500 worth of prizes. We're giving away 10 $100 gift cards and 2 grand prize winners, $250 gift cards, 2 of them. All you got to do to win is be in the chat. If you are a channel member, you get an extra entry. If you drop a super chat, you get an extra entry. And, of course, the first half of those prizes, that means the one $250 one, as well as 5 $100 ones, go to channel members. And that's a big caveat with Mrs. Boom. She says, you know, we want to put them forward because they are supporting the channel. And of course, the second half of the prizes will be, of course, focused on anyone that's in the chat. And well, we can't do that without you. Obviously, I'm a retired guy. The pension is great, but it has a ceiling, and that's where this money comes into. But look, thank you so much for taking the time to check this out. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. And of course, I'm going to close out the show with, oh no, real quick, I'm sorry. Calorie drops a very generous $2 super chat and says, Jez's article, which I have in front of me, says that yesterday Guitar Hero is back. Yeah, I believe it's going to be back in a big way because, well, it's a games as a service model, and it's just going to make money. They can just take my money, please. But I do want to close out the show, folks, with something that's incredibly important to me. Hopefully one day it'll be important to you. And that's something that my dad drilled into our heads when we were kids. And he would say, Craig, treat others how you want to be treated. And also, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. You live by those rules, Craig. I can guarantee you, you're going to have an awesome day. So take care, everyone. And we'll see you next week on the newest episode of X Vlog Live.